SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You know, sometimes on this show, we like to do a little self-improvement, personal modification, growth topics. And I came across one on the Facebook today. Someone had posted it as one of their little update things that they like to do. And I thought it was good. So we'll start things out with this here because just, you know, need a little change of pace. There's all kinds of bad news that we could be talking about, certainly, and good news as well, like Rhode Island's government shutting down for 12 days. We might get a chance to get to that. 800-259-9231 if you want to add into this list of 10 tips for maintaining a positive attitude. This is from dumblittleman.com. Not the nicest of website titles, but nonetheless.
Dumb Little Man.
Tips for life, it says. So, says here, top 10 tips. Having and maintaining a positive attitude is vital for success in life and business. Zig Ziglar gets it right when he says it's your attitude, not your aptitude, that determines your altitude. Sure, you need skills, but you can learn skills. In fact, a positive attitude will make it much more likely that you'll learn the skills necessary to succeed. If you take two people with an equal skill set, the person with a better attitude will win.
Yeah, you know, this is absolutely true. And what it reminds me here is this this original phrase, rattle it off for me one more time.
The Zig Ziglar quote? It's your attitude, not your aptitude, that determines your altitude.
And I remember, and I probably told the story before, but I had, my ex-fiance and I went out to, she wanted to play racquetball with me. And I played my fair share of racquetball in my life. And I took her out, and of course, she wasn't doing very well. She was hitting the ball into the floor, into the ceiling, and all over the place like people do the first time they play racquetball.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got frustrated, and she was done before we were done with the first game. And anybody is a better athlete than I am. I just don't have great hand-eye coordination. I might look like I'm a great athlete. I am, however, not. And so if she would have practiced at this for any length of time, she would have beaten me pretty handily after, I don't know how long, a few weeks of practice, and she would have been very good. It wouldn't have been a problem, and off she would have gone. But her attitude dictated that she will never be a better racquetball player than me because she's done with racquetball, likely.
So, wait, was it her idea to go there originally?
I think it was.
Okay.
I mean, she either that or she wanted to do some kind of exercise together, and I said, how about racquetball? I've got some extra rackets.
I could see her attitude a little more likely if she was feeling like she was dragged into it, but if it was her idea, then that's pretty strange.
Well, some people like to win, right? And some people, for them, winning is more important. Competitiveness is
more playing.
Right, than the game itself and the exercise and all those other things that you get out of it. For me, games are just games, and they mean nothing to me. Where I get competitive is life. I don't really understand that. You can win a Monopoly all day long. It doesn't bother me.
Yay!
There you go.
Unfortunately, the story says here, it's not always easy to stay positive and keep a good attitude. As things go wrong throughout your day, it's easy to let negative thoughts start to take over. Thankfully, there are many things that you can do to help maintain a positive attitude. These are things you can do on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis to make sure you keep a positive focus. So, and they're right, that negative thoughts do come to people. We get all kinds of thoughts that pass through our minds, and it really just depends on which ones we choose to focus on.
Yeah.
You are responsible for how you feel at any given time. And there was a great example of this on Sunday, this fallacy that we find so many places that we probably are guilty of uttering ourselves, you make me feel so angry. Kind of statement.
Mm-hmm.
You make me feel this. Whenever you hear somebody say, you make me feel, they're giving away their onus and placing it upon you. They are the ones that are in control of how they feel. They are ultimately at choice.
I think they are, to some extent, in control of how they feel. I don't think everybody's entirely in control of how they feel. However, they do get to they are in control of their focus.
That's a good point.
So if you want to... obviously there are people out there that are going to, you out in your front yard beating your dog with an axe handle is going to make me feel very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can choose to do something about it. I can choose to not ignore it. I can, whatever. I'm trying to pick an extreme circumstance here for you. I think extreme examples do help to define the situation. So, you know, obviously the person who's out there doing that, that's their dog. They can do what they want with it. You know, people that don't like to see cruelty to animals, I always wonder how much meat they eat. And, you know, those animals were treated pretty cruelly when they were killed so that you could eat their flesh. You know, so if it's important to me, maybe I'll go steal your dog in the middle of the night. I don't know.
It's a possibility. I think that just saying something like, you make me feel this, takes the responsibility away from yourself. And you're right, Mark, you're going to have certain reactions. You're going to feel certain things in response to things that happen around you, but it's ultimately your choice. I like what you said, to focus on it. It's your choice to embroil yourself inside that emotion and to dig further and deeper into it. Or it's also your choice to say, well, wait a minute, why am I feeling this? Is this who I want to be? Is this how I want to feel? And if it's not, and I don't think it should be, I think feeling negative, there's no benefit to that. Nobody else feels negative because you feel negative necessarily. You're really only punishing yourself with those negative feelings. So make the effort to kind of mentally shift yourself in a more positive feeling direction. You know, rather than feeling hatred towards someone, try feeling pity towards them. I mean, it's just a little step, but it's a step in the, you know, the right direction toward a better feeling.
And I think there are some problems that need to be solved, and I think that there are other problems that you need to ignore. So if your child...
You're not going to solve your problem if you're in anger. If you're in that position of anger, you are not going to come up with good solutions.
I think that you're right. I think that you know, there are better positions to make decisions from. So
the first, I think the first and most important thing to do is, if you're not feeling positive, is to think about what step you can take to get to feeling more positive. But let's get into their list here of what they're suggesting you can do. And again, if you want to add into this, comment 800-259-9231 from dumblittleman.com. Number one, read positive and inspiring books. Or I would add to that, maybe you can find a favorite blog or something like that that has that sort of message. One of the best ways to maintain a positive attitude is by reading positive books. These books serve to encourage you, inspire you, and teach you. Reading requires that you sit still and focus, and by focusing on something positive, it helps you keep a positive mindset throughout the day. Number two.
I like those little, just the little sayings that are often make you feel good and positive. Usually they have to be in aligned with whatever your philosophy or spirituality is.
Mm-hmm. I get a couple of those in my email box every
day.
Right,
I do too, and I find them to be valuable. I perhaps don't have the time or interest to read, I've read many of them, but right now, one of the longer books that you know, might make someone feel better in certain situations. However, I find that I can run through an email very quickly and get something out of it, and it helps to sort of center me for that portion of the day.
Yeah, that's important, and I agree with you. It's one of the things I actually look forward to reading when I get up in the morning is one of those emails that comes in. Number two, listen to podcasts and CDs. The advantage of listening to podcasts or compact discs is you can listen on the go. You can listen to motivating podcasts while you clean your house, exercise, or on a flight. In your car, you can play encouraging compact discs that may help you make better use of your commute. And then they list off some of his favorite inspirational types of people. And I think that, you know, there's a certain level of beginnerness to some of these. Like, you know, if you are somebody who's never had any experience with this kind of mindset and being very deliberate about having this kind of mindset, then listening to some of some very positive and inspiring things like that, I think, is a good way to spend your time.
I agree.
But if you've got other things you like to listen to, you should certainly listen to those, because those make you happy too.
I agree with that too. I think that there's a certain a certain level that one needs to get up to as far as, these positive messages and things like that. There was a time when I heard about positive mental attitude from this, this counselor guy that I knew, and I just used to think he was just such a silly guy.
Cheesy.
Yeah, it was cheesy and just dumb. And
now here you are.
And now here I am, one of those positive mental attitude guys.
I was so the same way in the past.
Yeah.
So negative toward that whole concept of, like, what do I need this crap for?
Thanks, well, Mr. Volker.
All right, more on the way here. 800-259-9231. I can actually hear the eyes rolling in some of our audience right now.
Oh, sure. Sure.
So more on the way. You can take control. We got eight more of these, and they get better. On the way, your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features, and they're all free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. We give ours to you, which includes an entire year's worth of archives right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. That is freetalklive.com. Now, one of the benefits that you get as a Free Talk Live amplifier, and that's something that we talk about on a nightly basis on this program, it's a way for our listeners to help support the show. One of those things that you can get is access to our classic archives. So archives that go way back, all the way to the first year or two that we've been doing the show. We're currently in the process of posting some of the second year stuff that we did. And the reason I bring that up is because people that have been listening to those classic shows, they can probably hear some significant changes that have gone on this program over the last half a decade. I mean, we've been doing this thing since 2002, and the fact is that the Ian today isn't the same Ian as he was 5, 6, 7 years ago.
The same with the Mark wasn't the same guy either.
Right. So it can be an interesting study to see how the hosts of this show have changed over the last several years. And we've been talking about being positive, 10 tips for maintaining a positive attitude from dumblittleman.com. And I was talking about how, well, some of these are pretty basic, I mean, for kind of newbies to the idea of thinking positively. But some of them are pretty good. In fact, it's all really good info. Some of you may already know this stuff. Some of you may not. But either way, would love to have your thoughts.
It's good to apply it.
Yeah, at 800-259-9231. I know that a lot of this has helped me out, just kind of keeping that positive mindset. Number three, wake up early. One of the best ways, and I still have a difficult time with this. One of the best ways to help you maintain a positive attitude is to create the habit of waking up early. Waking up early allows you to get a head start on the day. You can prepare for work and start your day without feeling rushed. You can get a head start on important projects before the rest of the world is awake to interrupt you. You can spend time reading or in prayer or meditation. I start each day by listening to a 10-minute motivational podcast. And I love how I feel when I get up early in the morning. But unfortunately, Julia works a job where she's all over the map as far as her shifts are concerned. I have a relatively steady schedule. If she had a similarly steady schedule, we might be able to more easily get up on a regular basis at a certain time in the morning. But if she's opening the restaurant one day and doing a closing shift the next day, it's not very likely that she's going to be easily able to get up at 8 a.m. every single day, because some days she has to get up earlier and some days she doesn't have to go to work till noon. So if I'm enjoying my time with her, then I kind of want to stay in bed with her. I mean, that's understandable. But when we both manage to get up early in the morning, we both feel so much more accomplished. We feel like we do have more time to get things taken care of.
Not to mention that, sleeping in sort of builds up the negative, some of these sort of negative hormones in your brain.
Does it?
And well, sleeping too much absolutely does. At least it did for me. And it would make, sleeping too much made it, when I, for a while there, I didn't have steady work, and this has been years and years ago, but I didn't have steady work, and, I really wasn't going out and look. I wasn't terribly motivated to go look, and I didn't have to. And
might as well sleep in. Nothing else to do.
Right. Doing a lot of sleeping in, and, man, I was ready to smoke myself over that. It was that bad. I'm kind of pushing it a little bit, but,
you were despondent, distraught.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. Things weren't so great. And the later you stay up, the more likely you are to entertain yourself with mind-altering substances, which may or may not be great for your brain. And, so I think that
I get a lot more done at 2 a.m. or a lot more done at 8 a.m. than I do at 2 a.m. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Number four, exercise. Very few things in life leverage your time as much as exercise. Obviously, it makes a difference for your physical health, but it also has significant benefits for your mental health.
Sure does.
Exercise is useful to combat depression and to improve your overall positive mood.
Sure is.
Further, if you exercise early in the morning, you can go through your day knowing that you've already completed the most valuable activity you had to do.
If you have mental health issues, you're depressed or whatever, this is the place to start. Get up on time, set your alarm, get up on time, and exercise. It could very well solve your problems, and it certainly will make them better.
And it doesn't mean you have to go out and, get a gym membership. It could be just walking around the block once or twice or something like that.
Sure, walk at a brisk pace, do some push-ups, some deep knee bends. You better put something up in the yard so you can do some pull-ups. Right there, you've handled the push-pull legs routine that so many bodybuilders use as just their foundation of their workout. They do a push exercise, a pull exercise, and a leg exercise, and deep knee bends and pull-ups and push-ups will handle all those. So you can do all those without a gym membership. And I would recommend doing those for a couple of months before you ever start the gym membership.
I don't feel down in the dumps or depressed. I'm certainly a fairly sedentary individual, but I do like it when I get the excuse to go out, ride my bike, and go to the mailbox or something like that. I go to my private mailbox downtown, and I like to, whatever excuse I can to get out, I enjoy that. It feels good. Number five, plan your week and day. This is pretty important stuff. Having a clear plan to your day and to your week can go a long way to helping you maintain a positive attitude. By knowing what you want to accomplish, you'll be able to focus on your important life priorities. A weekly plan allows you to match your long-term goals to your weekly accomplishments. Your daily plan allows you to complete the activities you need to do so that you'll meet your weekly goals. You do have goals, don't you? Oh, you don't? Well, you might want to consider starting there, but this is part of that whole process, is outlining what it is you want to accomplish. Go ahead, write it down. I don't know about you, but I've got a lot that I want to get done. And if I try to keep it all up in my head, I don't know, maybe there are some people that are better at keeping that stuff organized than I am, and maybe if I practice real hard, I could get better at it. But I don't want to miss an appointment, so I've got a schedule, and I make sure that I stick to it. I mean, Mark, you missed an interview that we had today at 6:30.
I did.
And why was that?
Because I didn't have it in my telephone.
There you go.
I've got a list of things to do and how to do them. And I usually have 50 people to call during the day, and I have a call list, and that's handled very well. However, everything else isn't necessarily handled quite so well. Now that's how I make money, and that's how I keep the show going, and it's the vast majority of my life. So most of my life is handled on a to-do list. But you know, you plan to fail, or you fail to plan, or plan to fail. You know, I don't remember how the little saying goes.
Sounds right.
Yeah, it's something like that.
So what you're saying is you've got an outline of what you need to accomplish for business, but sometimes if you don't write down what it is you need to get done, you'll overlook it and therefore miss an appointment or miss something important, mm-hmm. and that's not good for you.
Nope.
So get it written down. It makes a difference. Putting your ideas down.
Point out one time I had a big meeting with a client that I just slipped my mind.
Oh,
I had been waiting for it for a week and a half.
So you should have remembered it.
I should have, but just something came up in between the, you know, like I thought about it, and then 2 hours later, I'm like, holy crap!
Yep.
And
life happens.
Right, uh-huh. And it was a big deal, and the guy didn't want to see me.
Ooh.
After that. Like,
yes.
I lost this client, which could have been $2,000-$3,000 in commission a month. I mean, think about how life is going to be right now for mm-hmm. you if you get $2,000 or $3,000 additional a month. That's what it was like for me. So,
but rather than being angry at yourself for very long for something like that, a more positive way to approach it would be to shift your mindset to thinking about how important it is to get in the habit of using your schedule.
That's so when I bought the PDA phone.
And it can set alarms so it'll ring
yeah.
at you and stuff, right? All right, more on the way here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What do you do to help stay positive? It's Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the ladies that have sent us their validated photo or video to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See them for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. To return here in a moment to the 10 things or 10 of the things you can do to maintain a positive attitude. But first, one of the things that might help you feel a little more positive is having a little bit of gold and silver in your house and your safekeeping spots. Because, well, you know, the U.S. Federal Reserve note isn't quite holding value very well.
They're printing lots and lots of them.
And they have been for a long time. And historically, it's lost something like 96 or 97% of its value since 1913, and they took the gold away, the gold backing away. Well, go ahead and get your own gold, and we've set up some easy ways for you to do it. You can get 20 francs.
Not just easy, but it's very affordable, too. These are some great deals.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's... We should point out that Free Talk Live will be making a little bit of a percentage on mm-hmm. these sales, so it benefits us, but you're not going to make the purchase on gold if it doesn't benefit you and you're not getting a good price. And these are, from what I've seen, some pretty good prices.
It's my experience they certainly are. I've looked on eBay, and it's tough to even find gold and silver at these rates. Certainly you can find... You know, there's certainly, if you look around and you spend a bunch of your valuable time looking around, you can probably find some stuff that's a little cheaper, but likely you can't. This undercuts most deals out there.
And it's coming from a reliable source.
Yes.
Our friends over at Midas Resources, that's the organization that's behind syndicating this radio program.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Anderson and the crew at Genesis Communications Network, that's a sister company of Midas. Anyway, they're offering a few different things, and we're highlighting them over at gold.freetalklive.com. You can get 20 francs for $216 each. Now, these are 90% gold, It's my understanding that they're just less than a fifth of an ounce of gold.
Yeah, it's basically it's basically a fifth of an ounce of gold, and yeah, they're not entirely gold because, well, you know, pure gold rubs and bends too easily.
Right. And now these are somewhat old. I mean, these are from back in the 1800s.
Some of them, yeah.
And so you can pick these things up, you can get them over at gold.freetalklive.com. And though the 20 franc is competitively priced with other forms of gold bullion, you will also find it's no longer in production and therefore desirable by coin collectors. So it has that additional added value of
right.
being old and desirable. Numismatic, I believe, is what they call
it. Sure. And, you know, they're sort of, even though they're not huge collector coins or anything like that. Some of them aren't. But when people see an older gold coin, they're really just impressed by it, I think. And so I really love that factor.
So head over to gold.freetalklive.com, or you can call 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com. All right, so back to the 10 things you can do to maintain a positive attitude, or get yourself to a more positive attitude if you're constantly down in the dumps. And I would love to hear your input on these things as well. What do you do to help yourself stay positive at 800-259-9231? That's our number here. Number six, after plan your week and day, which I think is so critical. I think it's so critical for anybody to have goals set out for themselves. Even if you still don't know what you, like if you're a young person listening to the show and you don't know what you want to be when you grow up, you can still have goals for the next week. You can still have goals for the next month. Things that you do know that you want to achieve, you can figure out what you want to achieve and then work backwards to figure out how you need to get from where you are today to where you want to go. And write it all down and check them off when you're done. Number six, understand that things won't always go as planned. If you plan and expect everything in life will go as you planned, you'll be quickly disappointed. One of the keys to maintaining a positive attitude is to understand that things will go wrong. If you expect things to go wrong, you won't be phased when they do. So have a plan, but understand that things won't always follow the plan. The plan allows you to adapt to what went wrong and move back towards what is important. Number seven. This one's weird, a little weird to me. I don't know much about this stuff, so maybe you can chime in here, Mark. St. John's wort and griffonia seed? He says these two herbal supplements can have an important role to play in helping you maintain a positive attitude. He says many people know about St. John's wort as a natural supplement to help prevent or treat depression. St. John's wort is really a mood stabilizer. Griffonia seed works to elevate positive mood. Together, they're helpful in maintaining a positive mental attitude.
You know, I don't know everything about this. As far as maintaining a positive mental attitude, all that was ever required for me was positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Different people have different stuff. I know that I've taken some of the sort of, mood booster nutrient type things out there, and a lot of them have stimulants in them, and I just can't take anything with stimulants. But
I don't think St. John's wort is a stimulant.
I don't think so either. But I never noticed anything having taken it. But
and some people certainly
regular.
There are a lot of people in America that have been diagnosed with depression, and what that means, I don't know. I have.
It means they need to take a prescription drug that costs,
right.
$160 a month.
Do people really have chemical imbalances? Do all of the people who've been diagnosed with a depression have chemical imbalances?
There's no way all the people that have been diagnosed in the United States. There's no way a fifth of the people in the United States who've been diagnosed and given these mood altering drugs that the pharmaceutical companies sell at extraordinary rates. There's no way they all have those kind of mental problems. And I think that exercise, diet, getting up on a regular routine, and maybe some of these nutrient things could probably treat 80% of this stuff. Now, I'm certainly just a layman talking here.
Right.
But that's my experience in being a guy who, is kind of, who's cursed, just gone along the fringe of having really bad attitudes in life sometimes.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think that depression is overdiagnosed, and I think that a lot of it can be solved with some of the things we're talking about here. But if you are someone who, maybe you do believe that you have an imbalance, because if they tell you that enough times, you might start to believe it, maybe you could try some of these, suggestions here, the St. John's wort and the griffonia seed. Maybe that stuff helps people with those situations, the kind of chemically imbalanced situations, without having to put you on some sort of pharmaceutically created chemical for the rest of your life. But I tend to believe that just positive thinking and not allowing yourself to get down in the dumps, being aware of what your thoughts and your feelings are, and making an active taking an active role in them to shift them in the right direction, I think that can help. But I'd love to hear from somebody who has had depression and has gotten out of it without using the chemicals to tell their story, because that would certainly be a lot more persuasive than you and I sitting here spouting off about it. So 800-259-9231 if you want to tell your story. Number 8, get spiritually connected. Naturally, this one will look different for everyone, and it's simply an option to consider. If you're spiritually connected, you'll have a positive outlook on life. This might mean prayer, meditation, or reading your scripture, if that's what you're into. Set aside time each day to be connected spiritually. And I've started doing meditation to some extent. I probably don't do it as often as I should or for as long as I should, but I try to make a point of each day doing positive affirmations, and that's one of them that's going to come up here, and just taking a little time to myself rather than jumping right into whatever it is I have to do for the day.
I think that it's those things are valuable.
And I don't do it at a set time every single day. Sometimes I will jump right in because I've woken up a little late. We're talking about waking up early before, and I've got to get some things done. But then I take a break later, and I take some time out. Number 9, be thankful. And I think this one is really important. Like, this one is up there on these list of 10 things. There are some that I think are more important than others, and I think that this is one of the top.
Yep. If I look at a situation where gratitude has been good for me, I spent 9 years in prison. That can be kind of tough on you from a mental health standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be a little depressing in there, especially when you're looking at doing a very long time. I would often be grateful. I had a history teacher in high school who I knew very well, Mr. Schuster, who was a partial paraplegic or something like that. Basically, his arms worked, but not entirely, and his legs worked, but not entirely, and you know, he was basically a quadriplegic. And being in prison beat that. So I could always, you know, sort of be grateful that I had that. And I'm sure that, you know, he had things to be grateful for, too. But I think gratitude can be huge when it comes to you know, keeping a positive mental attitude.
We'll talk more about it here in a moment. So take your calls as well if you've got something to add to this discussion about staying positive. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner, hailed by David Nudi, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle, and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231, and dial that number, especially if you want to add in your thoughts to the conversation we've been having throughout the hour here about 10 tips for maintaining a positive attitude. Now, again, number is 800-259-9231. And mentioned earlier the Free Talk Live AMP program. It allows our listeners to get behind the show financially and help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you want to help us out with that, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on for as little as $3 a month. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. So in the midst of this story from dumblittleman.com, the 10 tips for maintaining a positive attitude have been through some of these here. Let's just recap. Read positive and inspiring books and things. I got some emails that I subscribe to on a daily basis that I get. Listen to audio that is of an inspirational nature to you. Wake up early. Exercise. Plan your week and your day. Understand things won't always go as planned. And for those of you that need some sort of supplemental help, he suggests St. John's Wort and Griffonia seed, getting spiritually connected, taking some time out to do whatever you spiritually do. And number 9, be thankful. Take some time and be thankful. Be thankful about what you have, who you are, and what your life is like. Think through all the things that you can be thankful for. Certainly, there are plenty of them. If you think real hard, you'll come up with some. Even if you are in a tough time in life, there are many things you have that you can be thankful for. You need to look for them and recognize them. The very act of focusing on what you're thankful for will help you maintain your positive attitude. And as I was mentioning earlier, this is something that I've really taken to do. If I don't spend much time doing meditation, which I don't really do that very much. I would like to get better at that. It's the whole quieting my mind thing that I'm still working on right now. Not an easy process.
Constant challenge.
But being thankful, that's something I've got down. I've been doing that for a while now, and I've gotten that down. In fact, I've written it down. So when you think of those things that you can be thankful for, write those down too. I mean, we're talking about goals and how important it is to write down the things you want to accomplish in life, because otherwise they're just flitting around in your mind. Maybe you'll remember them, maybe you won't. But when they're down out in front of you, you've always got something you can call your attention to and say, all right, well, what is it that I need to do? Well, when you write down what you're thankful for, then you have something that you can always refer to. Oh, yeah, I'm thankful for that. Oh, yeah, I'm thankful for that. I mean, it's easy to think up some of these things on a regular basis just because it's you're going to be able to think of things you're thankful for. But having them written down allows you to have a much wider list available to you at any given time of the things that you appreciate. And just going through the process of, to yourself, appreciating the things that are good about your life, it helps you focus on what's good. And focusing on what's good is better than focusing on what's wrong, don't you think?
Who could argue with that?
It's not to say that you should ignore the problems that you may be experiencing. Obviously, ignoring your problems isn't necessarily going to make them go away. But it's about keeping your mindset on a more positive track. And I think that doing positive affirmations and being thankful or grateful or appreciative is very useful toward that end. Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Number 10, and this is another biggie. They really wrapped up with the biggies here. Surround yourself with positive people. The people around you have a big impact on you. They impact who you are, how much money you'll make, and what you value. They also impact how you think. If you surround yourself with negative people, you'll be negative as well. You can't help it. Hearing negativity all day leads you to negativity, and the opposite is also true. So surround yourself with positive people, and you will be more positive.
Absolutely true.
And this was restated in one of our other lists that we'd done recently, and I know it was a quote from somebody, I'm paraphrasing here, that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
Wow, yeah. It's deep, but it's true.
And
or at least somewhat true.
Yeah, I generally believe this. This is one of those early lessons that I learned when I was a teenager, that I came across this. At that time, I was told that who you associate with will bring you up, or who your friends are will bring you up or bring you down.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, and it's so true. And I've seen it in my life, and I've seen it in the lives of the people that I've associated with. You know, you spend time with people that are self-destructive, all of a sudden you find yourself doing self-destructive things. You spend your time with people that are of a positive mindset and moving forward in life and moving up in life, and you'll find yourself inspired. You'll find yourself doing the same, on the same path. So choose your friends on that basis. And that's not to say that you should not associate with people that are having a tough time in life. Certainly you'll have friends that are having a difficult time. And that's when it's ever the more important that you remain positive and be a good influence on that person. Because if you are one of their friends, then you're helping bring them up. Of course, the question is, are they spending their time with, 80% negative people and 20% positive, and you're that 20% positive? Then that's going to be difficult for them. It's going to be difficult for them to pull out of that. And I think it's at some point, if you're not seeing your friend make the changes that you feel should be made, maybe it's an okay idea to not spend as much time with
that person. Sometimes it's a tough decision, and it requires something bad to have happened where you sort of make that decision. But there are, there's some people that it's better to just let go and, move on. And
if you care about them, that is not an easy thing to do at all. But if you put your effort in and you're not seeing them putting any effort into themselves, if you're trying to give of yourself, to them in order to help them overcome some issue, and they're not moving forward and they're, rejecting any offers of assistance.
Forward is as you define it. If they're not moving the direction that you want to see your life go, maybe you've got different goals,
And that's okay.
That's fine.
That's okay. So there you go. 1-800-259-9231. That story again from dumblittleman.com. And I thought it was a pretty decent list of things. So we'd love to have your input if you want to jump in here. Otherwise, we continue with things that are interesting to us. The news is coming out of Rhode Island. And some of our listeners, and me included, will consider this pretty good news. Rhode Island will shut down its state government for 12 whole days and hopes to trim millions of dollars in funding for local governments under a plan the governor outlined to balance a budget hammered by surging unemployment and plummeting tax revenue and the fact that they refuse to cut their budget. Because if revenue's going down, then cutting the budget in certain areas would be a way to handle that. But rather than cut the budget, they're just going to shut the government down for as many days as it takes to make up the difference.
Amazing, isn't it?
Though it's going to get better for them next year.
It's just amazing how these people work. But this is sort of how they have to do it, because the government is such a conglomeration of alliances. Okay, I'll give you this if you give me that. I'll give you this stolen money, this stolen taxpayer benefit, if you give me that stolen taxpayer benefit. And these people just sort of scratch each other's back and roll each other's logs all over the place, to the point that it's not like they can really trim one of these, you know, union jobs over another. If, oh my God, you're gonna trim all the vocational rehabilitation employees, you know, salaries? What about the poor people?
So they explode in controversy, and rather than having one of the unions hate the government bureaucrats that are shutting down their particular sector, they'll just shut them all down equally, is what you're saying.
It really just seems like the only option, doesn't it? What it really takes, if you're going to work from inside the government, and I think that the only place that that's ever going to happen, and the reason that I moved for the Free State Project, is here in New Hampshire. It's the only possible place where that could possibly happen. You just have to peel the skin off the onion one layer at a time and get down there to the point that the government is, you know, small enough that it's manageable. I don't know, you know, how far it necessarily is a good way to take it, but I'd like to see it get as small as possible.
The shutdown will force 81% of the roughly 13,550 member state workforce, excluding its college system, to stay home a dozen days without pay before the start of the new fiscal year in July. The closure comes as the worst recession in decades has eliminated hundreds of millions of dollars in tax collections and pushed unemployment to 12.7%, the second highest jobless rate in the nation behind Michigan. The governor predicted the state's fiscal future could grow even bleaker, saying there are going to be inconveniences for the public and there are going to be sacrifices, as I said, for state employees. These steps right now are unavoidable if the state is to live within its budget, live within its means. He ordered the shutdown as an executive order, but said he's willing to negotiate a different deal with the state employees' union so long as it saves the same amount of money, roughly $22 million. But time is short. The first shutdown day has been scheduled for September 4th. Additional shutdown days have been scheduled every month through June. Oh, I see how it's going to work. So they're shutting it down one day a month until June, basically.
Yeah.
So it's not 12 days in a row. It's one day per month.
Well, it's one day that the taxpayers won't be getting robbed on.
Well, they're still being robbed the exact same amount. It's just that they're paying the gang will not be as easy on that one particular day.
The government didn't grow that much this year.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, and hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.